Joe, already there's a bunch of skepticism nationally owing to the history of the New England Patriots and the connections to the Josh and Steve Scarnecchia. And I wonder, as a steward of the Denver Broncos image, are you concerned, no matter how well convinced you may be that this account is accurate, that the image nationally is not the same as the result that you're announcing today?
Well, I shouldn't use that word. That's not fair. But yes, most definitely there's concern, simply because, as Pat Bowen said, you know, we don't condone in any way this type of behavior. And it goes against the grain of what Pat Bowen stands for in his 27 years as owner of this team. And he's disappointed. He's embarrassed. But he's allowed this investigation to take place. He brought it forward to the league. And what's happened in the past, I can't really speak to with respect to New England. And we addressed that with Coach McDaniels back in the interview, and he was not aware of any of that. And I stand by the fact that this particular incident has been handled the right way. We're not proud of it, but we feel we've cooperated fairly and appropriately throughout the course of the investigation, both our own and then with the league. And we accept the fact, as Pat said in his statement, that it cuts into the trust and respect of so many different constituents. And we just have to live with that and do our best to earn back their trust.
You know, this is Woody Page. When you hired Scarnecchia involved in the New England process, why wasn't it an issue then? Why in the world would you hire someone who had already violated the policy? And when it was brought up at the time, he sent me an email saying when the smoke cleared, he would talk about his involvement, basically admitting his involvement. But you hired him.
Well, we did hire him, and we were aware of some allegations, not the specifics, and I don't know to what extent Jeff can discuss the specifics of the New England history, Woody, but I will say this. You know, he knew full well coming in what was expected of him in terms of the type of behavior we would expect out of him, and what Josh stood for, what Mr. Bowen stood for, what the Denver Broncos stood for, how we conducted ourselves. And, you know, it's disappointing that he chose the wrong path when he was in London, but he was fully aware of the standards here, and it's, as I said, it's unfortunate that it went the direction that it did.
Follow up on that. It sounds rather incredulous that a man who had been told that would think that he would be rewarded by taping a practice. How do you justify that? How is he justified that? How is anybody justified that he thought he would be rewarded, not condemned and fired?
Woody, I cannot speak for him. I'm sorry. I do not know the answer to that.
One final question for me.
Woody, it's Jeff Pash. I think I would just add that, in New England, Mr. Scarnecchia was, by all accounts, one of the people who did the videotaping. He left the Patriots. He worked at another club before he joined Denver. I can certainly understand, the thinking behind your question. The only thing I guess I would say is that if the worst thing that someone does is to give a person another chance, and it's unfortunate to do that and be proved wrong, but that's not really a terrible thing to do.
Well, I'm not questioning that. My question was.
No, I'm not scolding you either. I'm just saying, you're saying how could you possibly hire the guy, and I certainly can understand in retrospect, given where we are, why you say that. But, if the worst thing that can be said is that the Denver Broncos took a guy who said he had, changed his ways, who said he understood that he'd made a mistake, who said he wasn't going to ever let anything like that happen again, and it turned out that, in fact, he hadn't changed, or that he did it again. That's a bad thing, but he's paying a heavy price, and I think what you can hear of Joe Ellis, and you can see what Pat Bowen said, and they feel as though they're paying a heavy price as well. And the worst thing about this is that they gave a guy another chance, and he let him down. Well, I think that's a mistake that, you know, people have to live with, but it's certainly not the worst thing that I've ever heard.
But the question, and I'm not scolding you, is ask of the coach here is, was he made aware when he came here that was not the policy, and we were told that he would know what the policy is. I mean, I guess
Woody, I would tell you that what our policy was and how we conducted ourselves was made clear to him, and I understand, I think you used the word incredulous, and I understand your question.
Okay.
But I don't know the answer to it. I can't explain it to you.
So in your mind, Joe, this is not a fireable offense of your coach?
It is not. No, the discipline has been handed down appropriately in our mind and in the mind of the owner. And, you know, we've gone through it with the league and with the coach himself, and he's admitted his mistake. He's paying for his mistake, and he needs to move on and finish the season, and hopefully we have some success on the field.
Joe, Jeff Legwald, is there any part of you that's troubled by the number of days between it happening and when you were informed?
Again, I'd have to get into details of the investigation to answer that, and so I'd prefer to not do that. I mean, I'm not going to do that other than to say that the only thing that is troubling is the fact that Josh, and he's admitted to this, should have come forward right away. But, you know, once it was revealed to us, I feel that we did the right thing. I feel that the league's investigators were fair, and you know, we cooperated fully with them, and you know, that's as much as I can say to that, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Mike Kliss here again. From November 8th, it was another 10 days, I think, before Mr. Scarnecchia was escorted out of the building. Was that because of due diligence, or you weren't sure? Why not take action with him right away, as soon as you mentioned it or found out about it?
From our standpoint, what I would tell you, Mike, is that you know, we did our internal investigation. The league then came out and did their investigation, and until everything was, you know, we felt comfortable that all the evidence was brought forward. Obviously, that was a long gap in days, or a large number of days, I guess, in your mind, that was the reason for it, and I would defer to Jeff if he wants to expand on that answer.
I mean, I think, you know, it was obviously critical to, you know, both speak to Mr. Scarnecchia and also to do some other investigatory work in advance to be prepared for that very important interview. You know, that took some time. I think the investigation, once the team was made aware of it, and then once we were made aware of it, I think it proceeded, you know, relatively expeditiously. I mean, you know, we learned about it on the 16th of November, and here we are on the 27th, announcing findings and discipline. And you know, there was a lot of work done between the 8th and when the club informed us, and then there was additional work done after that. So I think it's proceeded, you know, reasonably expeditiously, and I think we've gotten to a pretty reliable outcome.
Guys, Dave Krieger, one last question. The one thing we don't have from Josh or from either of you is any explanation as to why he did not report what he found out the day before the game. Can anybody help us with that?
Hey, Dave, his mind, I think, was this. He didn't want to see the video. He informed Scarnecchia of that. He told him that this is not the way we do business, and that was the end of it for him. And, you know, he should have known, but he didn't, or he forgot, or he just didn't know, that based on the league's integrity of the game policy, he was required to come forward at that time, and he didn't do it. And as such, he's been He's been disciplined. And that's the explanation I can give you.
After this, why should the fans believe in Josh McDaniels?
Well, I mean, that's a question that's easy to ask, and I would just hope that they understand that he's made a mistake, and he's acknowledged that. He did an important thing here when he chose not to look at that and made it clear to the employee that he was not going to look at that, and that was not how we were conducting business, as I've said previously. And, you know, he's got to continue to work hard and get the team better on the field. And, I believe that the evidence that's come forward here is truthful. And there's been a tremendous amount of investigating that's been done. Obviously, it took a long time. And the evidence suggests that, yes, he made a mistake, but he did the right thing to turn away from it, not allow the employee to show him, told him the employee our team's philosophy. And so, hopefully the fans will understand that, and we'll do better on the field. And from there, we'll begin to earn back their trust.
Okay, anything else from the Broncos media room before we move on for one or two more nationally?
We've got one last one.
Hey.
Fired. The Broncos and Josh, and everyone knew that he was considered an offender at least one time by the NFL at that time.
Steve, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question. Can you say it again?
I'm sorry, when Steve was being interviewed for the job here, the Broncos and Josh and everyone knew that he was considered at least a first-time offender with the NFL at that time?
I don't know that we were clear as to whether he was a first-time offender. I think there was some awareness that he was involved with New England Patriots videotaping in the years that he was employed there, because that's what he did. But it was made clear to him, Steve, that, you know, whatever he practiced there was not going to be practiced here. Unfortunately, that didn't ring true in his mind for as long as he's been here given this one incident, but it certainly should have.
Brenda, I do have one or two questions apart from Eric Schubert's line. We'll go to them now before we wrap up. If there's anything else nationally apart from Eric Schubert's line, we'll take one or two now and then wrap up.
Yes, sir. Your next question comes from the line of Rachel Cohen with the Associated Press.
Jeff, what is the policy as far as what teams are required to do as far as informing their employees about the integrity policy?
Each club is expected to inform its employees of the policy, what it means, and as part of that, each club and senior employees, including owner, general manager, head coach, is required to file an annual certification with our office, confirming either that they are not aware of and did not engage in any improper competitive activities, or if they are aware of it, that they have fully disclosed those. And that's something that I say that is required on an annual basis. Certainly as an experienced head coach now and as a coordinator, Coach McDaniels know that and has completed the certifications of that sort of the past.
So he would, I mean, for instance, at the end of last season, I mean, in theory, as recently as the end of last season, he has seen something laying out this policy and the fact that it includes this prompt disclosure aspect.
I would believe that's correct, yes.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Brown with San Jose Mercury News.
Yeah, this is Matt Mayoko from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. My question is, have there been any communications with the 49ers, and did they play any role in this whatsoever?
I will say this. I spoke to Jed York last night and again this morning. Coach McDaniels reached out to Coach Singletary, left him a message on his cell phone line and his office line, and I can't answer whether or not they've hooked up at this time. This is a I think it's a Friday practice day for the 49ers because they play on Monday. So Coach Singletary might be otherwise occupied. Mr. Bolin was on holiday in the mountains. He's on his way down, and he is going to be contacting Mr. York. There's an arrangement for him to call him later in the day.
And to Jeff, why don't the 49ers qualify for any compensation?
Well, we don't have any reason to think that that there was any compensable injury here. No one looked at the videotape. It clearly, as best you can tell, would have had no effect whatsoever on the game. So I don't know what basis there would be for compensation to the police. The key is to make clear what the competitive rules are and what's expected of coaches and of other team personnel.
So you're satisfied that Mr. Skarnecki did not, although nobody from the Broncos saw it, are you satisfied that he didn't tell Broncos coaches what was on the tape?
That we're satisfied of that based on all the investigatory work that was done. As I said before, if for some reason it turns out that there's something here that we don't know about, Commissioner has made it clear that he'll reopen the matter and pursue it aggressively and impose further discipline if that's required.
Great, thank you.
Sure.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Jason Cole with Yahoo.com.
Jeff, a follow-up for you first and then one for Joe. And that is, why is this fine so significantly less than the fine that was given to the Patriots during the 2007 season? And Joe, well, actually, let me, Jeff, go ahead and answer first.
Okay. I think with any disciplinary action, you have to focus on what exactly the facts are. And here you had, as best we can conclude, you had a single incident as opposed to, in New England, years of activity. You had an incident that, as best we could identify, was carried out by a single employee without direction from the coaching staff or anyone else at the club. And that's obviously different from what we saw in New England, where the head coach was actively supervising the activity. You had, I think, in many respects, from the commissioner's standpoint, the most important point was that as soon as senior management and ownership was aware of it, they came forward and reported it to our office and cooperated fully in the investigation. So I think that combination of factors resulted in the commissioner's decision, or led, you know, to the commissioner's decision on discipline. And he's been quite clear that folks that had the facts been otherwise, he would have imposed more substantial discipline. And also that he is prepared if additional facts come to light to reopen the matter and take further action.
Joe, I just want to follow up, and I understand that the Broncos, you say that you're devoted to the integrity of the game, but I mean, again, this is the first time of this kind of an incident, but as recently as the last decade, you have a couple of salary cap violations that occurred while Mr. Bolin has been owner of this team. Do you feel that this combination of factors should weigh heavily against how this team is viewed?
I would hope not, Jason. I mean, we had different people here running football operations and handling player contracts back, I think, in the violations you're referring to took place in the late 90s. And, when those became aware, we were made aware of those, and the league imposed discipline. We took our medicine that day, and we're going to take it again here today. You know, Mr. Boland has been a good owner for the National Football League for 27 seasons here in Denver. He's been a good citizen for Denver, and this is these instances, you know, they're separate and apart. They happen from time to time in various organizations throughout sports, and we're not proud that he's not proud that they've happened here. You know, he's a man of integrity, and that's what he stands for when it comes to running his team. And you know, this is he's had his disappointments on the field and off the field, and this is another one of those, frankly. And he is nothing short of extremely disappointed. But realizes he's got to take his medicine, so does the organization, and we have to get back and re-earn some of the trust, put it off an incident like this, and he intends to do that.